This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go!
By the end of this, you will know which 7 U.S. cities are on the brink of collapse in 2024. So you can get out while you can. Because if you're thinking about investing in a new city or making a big move, you want to be aware. Right now, you're looking at the most current U.S. migration chart, and it tells us which cities people are fleeing from. The people that live there, they already know what's coming, so they're boning out. I mean, imagine pouring your hard-earned money into a place that's destined to fail. Your grand plans could be heading for disaster before you ever get started. But don't worry, I got you covered. I'll reveal where you want to steer clear of and why so you can make smart decisions and protect your financial future. City number 7, Boston. It might seem like a hub of innovation and history, but it's facing a mass exodus. The rising living costs and stagnant wages are pushing people out. Plus, the city's infrastructure is aging rapidly, leading to frequent breakdowns and high maintenance costs. So if you're considering investing here, think again. The economic outlook is not that great. It's not as bright as it seems, because its main issues are, one, the rising living costs. The median home price in Boston has soared to $765,000 as of May this year, with listing prices even reaching $1 million. So this makes it one of the most expensive cities in the U.S. The price per square foot is also very high at $965. Number two, stagnant wages. You know, despite the high cost of living, wage growth in Boston remains sluggish. Recent data shows that wages have only increased by about 2% annually. That's far behind the inflation rate, exacerbating the financial strain on its residents. Three, it's got infrastructure issues. Boston's public transportation system, the MBTA, continues to face significant challenges. This year, issues such as delayed maintenance and safety incidents, they persist, causing disruptions and highlighting the need for substantial investment in infrastructure improvements. City number 6, Chicago. Once the bustling heart of the Midwest, Chicago is now grappling with high crime rates and a declining population. Businesses are fleeing, and the real estate market is becoming increasingly unstable. For investors, the risk really outweighs the rewards here. And it's sad to say, but Chicago is on a downward spiral. Its main issues are, one, crime rates. Chicago reported a significant decrease in homicides early this year, with the number of homicides falling below 26% compared to the same period last year. However, the city still experienced 130 homicides by mid this year, highlighting ongoing safety concerns. Two, the declining population. The city has lost over 45,000 residents since 2020, continuing a trend of population decline. This exodus is driven by high crime rates, economic instability, and better opportunities that are elsewhere. Number three, business exodus. Major corporations like Boeing and Caterpillar, they've announced moves out of Illinois, citing better business environments in other places. This trend reflects broader economic challenges and further weakens the local economy. Listen, most banks, they don't want you to know about this, but if your credit score is 680 or better and you have no recent collections or bankruptcies, Chase is offering 0% interest capital for real estate investments and business. Despite inflation, high rates, and recession fears, this program is still available. I've secured up to $150,000 for my prime clients to this program. Qualify in 30 seconds or less. Your social security number, it's not needed. In fact, you don't even have to talk to anybody. You can get your approval number instantly at nocostcapital.com. But regardless of how much money no-cost capital gives you, do not use it in city number 5. That's Washington, D.C. Even the nation's capital isn't immune to decline. Skyrocketing house prices and political instability, they make D.C. a less attractive place to live and invest. Many residents are seeking greener pastures, and the local economy is starting to feel the pinch. So think twice before you're putting your money here, because its main issues are, one, housing prices. As of June 2024, the median home price in Washington, D.C. has reached $700,000, with listing prices around $615,000 and the sales price averaging $591,000. This continues to outpace wage growth significantly, contributing to financial strain for many residents. Two, the political instability. Frequent government shutdowns and political gridlock have led to economic uncertainty there, which affects local businesses and the overall economic climate. This instability, it discourages long-term investments and can lead to reduced economic growth. Three, population shifts. In 2023, Washington, D.C. experienced a net loss of over 10,000 residents. Many are moving to neighboring states like Maryland and Virginia, where living costs are lower and the quality of life may be perceived as better. City number 4, Seattle. Its tech boom is starting to really backfire. The cost of living here has become unbearable, and the city's infrastructure, it can't keep up with the growth. Traffic congestion, housing shortages, and an exodus of residents are signs of a city in trouble. Investors, beware, because its main issues are, one, cost of living. Seattle's cost of living is 52% higher than the national average, making it one of the most expensive cities in the United States. The average monthly rent is approximately $2,227, and the median home price is a staggering $1,014,000. Number two, traffic congestion. Seattle ranks among the top 10 most congested cities in the U.S., with drivers spending an average of 55 hours in traffic annually. Our number one city is double that, though. The third is resident exodus. Over 25,000 people left Seattle in 2023, driven by the high living costs and a declining quality of life. Apparently, that's important to people. All right, city number three, San Francisco. It's long been known for its high cost of living, but now it's reaching a breaking point. Homelessness is on the rise, and many residents are just fleeing to more affordable areas. The real estate market is volatile, and the future just flat out looks bleak. So avoid this city if you're looking for a stable investment, because its main issues are, one, homelessness. It's a crisis there. San Francisco continues to grapple with a significant homeless issue. In the 2024 point in time count, 8,323 people were experiencing homelessness, with 4,355 of them unsheltered. This reflects a 7% increase in the total homeless population in 1 year. Two, exodus of residents here as well. Between 2020 and 2023, San Francisco saw a net loss of nearly 100,000 residents. This exit is driven by the high living costs, by safety concerns, and a declining quality of life. And the third is the volatile real estate market. The average home price in San Francisco has dropped by 10% over the past year, highlighting the instability in this market. Despite this, the median home price remains extremely high, making affordability a persistent issue. City number two, New York City, the city that never sleeps. It's facing some sleepless nights, however. With some of the highest taxes in the country and an increasingly unaffordable cost of living, residents are leaving in droves. The real estate market, it's in a precarious position, and investing here could be a risky move because its main issues are, one, high taxes. New York City residents, they face a significant tax burden. The city imposes its own income tax rates, ranging from 3 to 3.8%, in addition to the state tax rates that can go up to 10.9% for the high earners, because, you know, you got to tax the rich, right? Number two is the cost of living. The cost of living in New York City is 87% higher than the national average, making it one of the most expensive cities in the world. This includes housing costs, with the median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan averaging $4,200 per month. Number three, resident flight. In 2023, over 300,000 people left New York City seeking more affordable living conditions. This trend is driven by the high cost of living, obviously, tax burdens, and the search for a better quality of life. People apparently don't like living where it's expensive, dirty, and dangerous. City number one, the land of dreams. It's turning into nightmares for many. High living costs, rampant homelessness, and a declining quality of life are just driving people away like crazy. The real estate market, it's unstable, making it a risky investment there. It's hard to believe, but Los Angeles tops the list of cities to avoid in 2024 because of, one, living costs. The median home price in Los Angeles is over $800,000, making it unaffordable for most of its residents. The high cost of housing continues to push many into financial hardship even. Two, it's got a homeless problem also. LA has one of the highest homelessness rates in the country. As of 2024, over 60,000 people are without shelter, reflecting a persistent and growing crisis. Three, quality of life decline. Many residents report a decline in quality of life, citing crime, traffic, and high living costs as major factors. Traffic congestion is among the worst in the entire country, with residents spending on average, get this, 119 hours per year stuck in traffic. So there you have it. Until next time, take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.